This is Hex from San Diego, California, representing Hip Hop Digest with King Killa, E Green, and Kurt G.
The cops resented this game from the outset because it was in memory of a young black man murdered by police.
All right, Quad, calm
that
down.
Kid died from some kind of seizure.
He was murdered, and the racist NYPD covered it up.
Let's tell at the station house. Hey, am I talking to the crime?
Hey, don't be flailing your arms around.
I don't have to go anywhere with you. You're dealing with that one nigga in a thousand who knows what you can and cannot do.
I'm dealing with the nigger whose big mouth is responsible
Shut
for this massacre.
And you back off!
Now I know you're nuts! Now I know you're nuts! Now I know you're nuts!
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killa.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's E Green. We back, brothers. We back.
Yes, sir.
That's what's good. Happy recording day.
Happy recording day, sir.
With an extra day added on. Love it.
Yes, sir. For you guys that got regular jobs, yes, sir. An extra day off.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Indeed. So before we get in, has anybody got anything extra? Any shout outs? Any, you know, things that I'm going to push, plug?
Shout out to God for moving that weight out here in California.
Yeah, boy.
Them earthquakes is a mug.
Yeah, I think I'm the crazy one out here, though, because I'm being told how bad these joints really are up in there in the high sixes and sevens. But because of where I am, I didn't feel it like that. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't red dot, but I definitely saw curtains moving and pictures rock. I saw all that shit. So it was crazy, but not like movie crazy.
Okay, that's real. Wow. Cat like me, that should have made me want to come back to the East Coast.
tell you that right now. Back to hurricanes and snowstorms.
That's true. Yeah, we're right there. So no
look, I done lived it all except for tornadoes now, and I ain't trying to see that.
Nah, motherfucker. The F5 and shit.
So yeah. Anyway,
never
but
yeah, Kansas.
True that. So shout out to all our West Coast brothers,
yes,
you know,
sir.
Hip-Hop Digest West Coast contingent, yo, stay safe, you know.
Yes, sir. And shout out to the text chain. I see that shit growing, all these challenges and shit coming off.
Yeah.
Niggas got some, what, Snare Slap Saturday and shit.
Mm-hmm.
No Soretto doubt.
Soretto Sunday.
Yeah, which I will try to involve myself in, so no doubt.
I'll be in a few of them, but I ain't going to be in all of that shit.
Yeah, Snare Slap Saturdays and shit. I'm like, damn, Saturday. Me and wifey spend a lot of time on Saturday. She ain't going to be appreciating that shit.
So, all right, yo, let's get right in. Yo, next first topic as we get into the Hip Hop Digest properly is now, this Lil Nas X is not about him being gay, okay? It's the peripheral I want to talk about, okay?
Oh, so you already putting the disclaimer out there.
Right, because you say the name and everybody, oh, yeah.
You about to get a whole community on your back.
Nah, fuck that. We ain't talking about his sexual preference. But what we are talking about is the peripheral. Why is it important, and what the fuck does it got to do with hip-hop? Because he's really not an MC. I don't give a fuck what his name is, but he's really not an MC. And why is hip-hop being tagged? Oh, he comes out, hip-hop appreciates it. You got people like Bougie, who's like, fuck that. You know, I'm sure Lord Jamal and them niggas ain't appreciating that shit on his sexuality, which I don't give a fuck. But I'm talking about hip-hop, gentlemen. Why is hip-hop being tagged?
It's wrong, being wrongly tagged from the beginning of this story. It wasn't hip-hop from the beginning, and I never considered it hip-hop or even rap. It was a country song. So I don't know why people are allowing it to be tagged.
Well,
country sure didn't allow no tags.
No doubt. It's one of the reasons why it's being tagged is, again, like I said, they don't know what else to do with black men. It's been so long, and if you see a black man on stage and he's holding a microphone, whether if he's singing or not is irrelevant. He's a rapper. So that's just what, yeah.
The new Nat King Cole would be a rapper?
Yeah, man, I'm telling you, he would be. You know what I mean? You get a black guy up on stage, whether he's singing or not is irrelevant. Fuck, they consider Chris Brown a rapper. That's the point. Ooh. I'm saying. What, again, Kurt G., why is rap / hip-hop being tagged with this Lil Nas X so groundbreaking and hip hop this and rap that.
Because it's all about headlines, nigga. It's all about those headlines, taglines, whatever you want to call them, all about this clickbait. So you put rap in there, hip hop in there, it makes it divisive. Because you are divisive, however the fuck you say that word, it makes it that. And niggas, you know how homophobic the hip hop community is whole.
That was my next question.
So you know what's going to happen. So they know that it's going to bring out old folks, old fogey dinosaur niggas like us, who are a majority on that shit of like, we don't give a fuck about that nigga. Fuck that gay shit. And you got the young people who are down with the Rainbow Coalition that love that shit and don't care and don't give a shit about it. So it brings them two against each other when it comes to rap and hip hop. So they're trying to make a fight where there is no fight, because this nigga ain't hip hop, never was hip hop.
No doubt.
And I can't say never will be, because he has a future ahead of him. But right now, he ain't got shit to do with hip hop.
So that was my next point. You got obviously Boosie on record saying he don't fuck with that shit. I'm sure Lord Jamal, obviously by his rhetoric from the past, you know that he's not down with that. And Kurt G already put it out there, generationally, a lot of us are gonna be like, eh. You know, me personally, that's why the topic is not about him.
Right.
And what,
yeah, as far as
that.
As far as him being gay, that's his choice.
Right.
His preference. You live your life, nigga. You do what you do. But it being hip hop, it ain't got shit to do with hip hop.
Nope.
So, all right. Well, that's what's good, man. Shout out to all those who, you know, deserve a shout out. Again, I'm not anti Rainbow Coalition.
But you know what? When we talked about this nigga when he first came the fuck out, and we was talking about this shit, and then he made two shows in a row, and we was like, nah, we can't make this nigga every show.
No doubt,
of course. And pretty much every show since, he's been on the show, a part of the show in some kind of way.
No, he hasn't.
On the peripheral. Maybe somebody was talking about him. They tried to kick him out of this shit about the jeans and shit, when niggas was going at him. It was something where niggas, we kept bringing him up. But the thing I'm trying to say is, he has made his 15-minute stretch past the just a one-hit wonder, is what he's done.
Well, this is a different 15 minutes then on another subject.
Exactly, but it keeps switching.
He's got it.
It keeps switching.
He's got it by the horns.
It keeps switching. It switched from the song to the jeans to now this gay stuff.
Okay, so he's adept at doing what you got to do to remain famous.
I'm telling you, he's a troll master, my nigga.
Okay, that's what's good, yo.
So, but let me ask this though, and again, it ain't about any individuals, particular, but just a trend. Are we seeing people say that they are gay or homosexual or whatever now more for realness or more for attention, do you think? Because you remember Tyler Creator was talking that trash about the other young kid, Smith kid and all that. Is this a trend?
Look, let me tell you something, B, and Tyler Creator is getting tagged with that shit as well, but that's a whole nother story. It is certainly what you have to do to continue to remain relevant in headlines when you're not going to be otherwise. I mean, that's what you gotta do. You know what I mean?
If you're not talented enough to stand on just your music and your art alone, you need this type of bullshit on the side,
right,
to try to hype your shit up.
Right.
Well, do you think if and I'm being a little bit funny right now, but do you think if he turns out to not be gay, that the gay community will Rachel Dolezal his ass or whatever?
I believe so. Yeah, I certainly believe that.
At this point, he will draw the ire of them niggas. They will come at him with both horns.
Right. So,
okay. I'm just wondering. I'm seeing it. You know, I only mentioned two people, but it does seem like that seems the thing to do now.
Well, I tell you what, that community is the only thing stronger than the Bayhive.
All right, well, I'm done with it, Thriller. If you want to switch to the next topic, it's all good.
Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest Show is your man, DJ King Killer. Oh, wait a minute. I got lost for a minute. I thought we were doing a whole new show. Next topic. Pete Rock unveils the politically charged short film Shots Fired. Yes, we're giving it the light golf clap. It is an 8-minute film. I highly recommend that you watch it. It is the way they flip it, I'm not, you know, is incredible. The splash of Pete Rock music in there just makes you want to go out and buy a return of the SP-1200. It just makes you want to go buy it, you know. So Pete Rock, we can talk about that plug money later. But the film is actually pretty good, you know. That's just really a PSA. I think everybody should. It's only 8 minutes, yo. It's pretty awesome.
And we're not going to spoil it for you,
right? No spoilers on the show, no doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Method Man. Your boy Method Man is getting another light glap. Golf clap, your boy.
I like to hear why first.
Yeah, sorry about that. Your boy Meth.
Golf clap because I did see.
Yeah.
I saw it.
Your boy Meth ends up at the hospital visiting a young gentleman with a very serious condition. It looks fatal to me. I don't know. The hospital didn't put out his condition, but it was set up through a Have a Heart Foundation, a Staten Island nonprofit. Basically, he was a Method Man fan. They contacted Meth. Meth went up to the hospital. You know what I'm saying? Spent several hours with the young man. Yo, real low key or whatever. Meth is the type of guy you probably wouldn't even have known about it if the foundation didn't put it out there. So, and we don't get this enough. A lot of people do it for publicity, you know, but Meth probably would have done that on his own if somebody just told him about it anyway, you know. With all the negative stories in hip hop, yo, this is the type of shit right here, you know. Shout out to Meth, yo. You just can't.
And I'm mixed on that because I believe that you are right. If people want to do stuff from their heart, it should be done. But I think also at the same time that we, like you just said, we should hear more stuff like this. We should be inundated with stories like this.
The problem with that is, there are stories like that that happen all the time, but they don't get reported because it's not sensational enough. People don't want to see that. Bad news travels faster than good news 100 times faster.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. So let's do the compare and contrast. So your man, Canadian Bacon, Blackface, took a lot of heat down Miami at that school handing out money and shit. Took a lot of heat. Oh, it was set up. It was only done to have his video shoot. And he's got, you know, the cameras is out there and he's handing out money and all kinds of shit down Miami. He took a lot of heat for that because it was in the context of him promoting some shit. Okay. Right. Is that different? Is that the equivalent of drug dealer turkeys and shit?
And I'm tell you why, because it was for the video. It wasn't for that. It wasn't for that. You know what I'm saying?
He didn't go down there just to do that.
No, that was part of the video.
And the same way with the footage in the grocery store where he's paying for cats' groceries and spending a lot of money.
Now, don't get it twisted. For the people that helped, I'm sure they're very happy.
That was a blessing to them. Yes.
I'd have been appreciative, right? But the fact, looking at the bigger picture, that you taking a team of cameras and recording that and adding it to the video, that's the part that makes it murky, because, you know, he still helped some people, but it was done not for that. It wasn't a noble gesture, so to speak.
So can we get into a slippery slope where we start not appreciating, if we start seeing this a lot? A guy like Meth, who just shows up in a very intimate visit, you could tell wasn't a professional camera crew. It's just people on their phones, you know, recording. Right. You know, Meth gave him a pound, they hugged each other, and they basically was in conversation, just a regular visit. I mean, we that all the time. Won't we start to be like, oh, here we go, another motherfucker?
No.
Not
because it's not for, it's for that. It's for a noble cause, even if it's for one. What is that group where it gives kids their last wish?
Make a Wish Foundation.
Like when people do that kind of stuff, I don't care if it's for one person or a group of people. That is a noble thing, because you are doing something that's going to affect somebody's life in a positive way. Right. But if you're doing it for your own shit, that's different. I could see that noble shit all day and be cool with it. But I don't want to see the drug dealers in the hood giving out turkeys, filming it.
Okay. All right. That's what's good, yo. Again, shout to Meth, you know, no doubt. But
no doubt for that, for sure.
No, no doubt. Indeed. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, I think one to die. No, it wasn't one to die. I think it was T-Bear 183. He did post this on the text chain. We were going to talk about it because I think it's interesting. This is a tech talk here. You get $7.99 off a Rain 12 and a Rain 72 setup. So basically, if you buy a Rain 72 mixer, and then you buy the Rain 12, which is the turntable with no tone arm, I might add.
All in the video.
Right. Right. They will throw in a Rain 12 for free.
With now, no tone arm.
With no tone arm, I might add. That means no cartridge or needles, but that's a whole nother story. It's basically just a big-ass motorized MIDI controller.
You motherfucking dinosaurs.
So, yeah, exactly. So, anyway, regular price for all of those items would come to about $3,500. You know, you better go down and hold up your local 7-Eleven a couple of times to get that type of money. Short of doing that or selling drugs, most people can't afford that.
We're not... You're encouraging advocate people to hold up 7-Elevens or fucking sell drugs, nigga.
Knowing damn well there's cameras out in them streets.
And people's just listening, nigga.
So anyway, so Rain, which, you know, until recently, and I still love Rain. I'm a Rain guy. I got several Rain mixers. I'm a Rain guy, you know. But this Rain 12 shenanigans, basically, their whole market share got destroyed by two things. You know, you're going to fucking buy a motorized fucking MIDI controller. Man, fuck that. You might as well just get some CDJs and get all the bells and whistles that comes with that. You know what I mean? You may get the look like you up there doing something and shit, but you're not really doing it. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm sure the technology hawks are going to get on me in the text chain. I get it. But I'm saying, fuck that. I'll just buy some CDJs if I'm going that route. You know what I mean? Fuck it. Or, shout out to One to Dial, who was on the text chain telling everybody about the phase. Okay? You can keep your existing hardware. You slap a couple phase joints on the wheel. And you can unscrew your head shell and put it in a fucking box, okay? Fuck a Rain 12, my nigga. But I see them, they trying to throw some steep discounts out there because their whole market share got all fucked up, you know?
Damn well, regular person, like you said, can't afford that shit. I'm getting it.
It goes beyond affordability. To me, it's common sense. Okay, if you're really working on a budget, you just go ahead and get the phase and then call it a day. Let's say you got money. Why are you going to waste the money on the Rain 12s when you might as well just go ahead and just get the high-end full-out MIDI controller or at least the full-out CDJs or the hottest offering of that shit from Pioneer or Denon or any other of the top manufacturers? Fuck wasting your money on that Rain shit. I mean, other than giving you the look of a 12, I wouldn't fuck with it. What do you think, B?
I just know that Rain ain't gonna be giving us no advertising deals.
Well, I love Rain. And see, the problem is that the original owners who sold Rain to that multinational conglomerate who owns Rain and Newmark and I think Elise's and a whole bunch of other motherfuckers is just under one roof and shit anyway. And see, when you're fucking with them, you know, you don't think straight, but that's another story.
They like the Walmart up of the shit?
Yes. Yes.
But yo, Kurt, if you see some CDJs show up in the crib over there in the lab, we need a holler King Killer.
he done polyed for that shit. Yeah. As many times as he mentioned that shit.
again, so I'm just trying to put it out there. And I mean, like I said, there's plenty of DJs on the text chain. You see guys out there with the, you know, with the MIDI controller set up, the lightweight game. You know, as we get older out this motherfucker,
you need that lightweight game.
I mean, I can't blame you on that level, and I'm not dissing.
Trying to carry crates
right,
or some heavy ass turntables.
Right, and I'm not dissing the technology. I'm just saying there's, you can be smart about the technology if you're going to spend that type of money anyway. So, anyway.
There you go.
So, anyway, shout out to Rain and Pioneer, yo. But, yeah, them 12s, yo, I don't recommend it.
And there you go.
Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is going to get the ire of Lil Malcolm, I'm sure.
Let me get him.
Okay. Forbes reported that. No, wait a minute. Wrong Forbes. Where am I at here? Was Forbes. Where the fuck is it? Did I fuck it up?
If this was the albums of the week,
oh,
the bus
fucked.
Would be warming up on my ass.
Yeah.
Should I get the bus up? Damn. Here comes the diesel.
Oh,
man. He's so worked
up. Honk.
Damn. Okay. Hey, I got it.
Thinking, I hope I gave Pioneer the right address.
I got it. Forbes has reported that Nike made more than $1 billion ever since Colin Kaepernick mentioned the 13-star Betsy Ross design flag, who Kaepernick said had been used by several white nationalist groups, and that Nike should not have designed such a thing and put it out for sale. Now, one thing about the Betsy Ross shoes, I guess they were going to go on sale for like $1.20, $1.50. I guess the ones that have been made and are out in the wild are now selling for about $2,500 on your favorite site. Kaepernick, for his part, Nike is patting him on the back because Nike just got flush with cash on the stock price, just inflated. Now, granted, Red State rednecks were heated about that shit, but it don't matter because Kaepernick right now is proving to be a wonderful investment to Nike. And I know that you're, you know, critical of Kaepernick. Is Kaepernick doing it or is he just enriching himself, Lil Malcolm?
It's hard to say because, you know, we talking about a pair of sneakers, my nigga. We talking about some shit that go on somebody's feet.
There are sneaker guys out there.
Pay attention,
right,
to that.
I mean, but there are sneaker guys who pay a lot of money for shoes, you know, just because they're collectible for whatever reason.
Well, misguided is basically what I'm trying to say. Fuck that. It's misguided. How many niggas still supporting and wearing and buying Gucci?
Oh, a lot. Yeah, of course, no doubt.
What's that rapper's? A lot. A lot.
How many people are shot? A lot.
A lot. And if you imagine that them shits did get out, regular retail, $1.20, $1.50, you know, hold on, Magnum P.I. flying by again. You know damn well Negroes would have been rocking them Betsy Rosses. You know it.
But me, so what's wrong with Kaepernick saying, before you get ready to rock them, Jones, your favorite white nationalist or neo-Nazi group is rocking the flag for their cause? You know, make America great, Trump, that type shit. I mean, what's wrong with that type of education? B, you are, first of all, please don't.
Can
diss.
I speak?
You can, but I'm before you speak, please don't diss the education on that level. But if you do, I'm going to be heated. Go ahead.
he's already letting you know the microwave is heating up. Benny,
first,
that
I
is.
Determine, am I worried about that? Second, the answer is... you are absolutely correct. Education is always good. 100% education is good. Not being educated on something is not good. But I'm telling you, it didn't take Colin Kaepernick to say that, to know what the fuck that flag stands for, yet I'm telling you, niggas would still be rocking them like they rock Gucci, like they rock anything else. H&M think niggas ain't in H&M again?
Yeah, I know that's true. Yeah, I get. Okay, baby. Right. Okay, so no,
it's not necessarily saying that Colin Kaepernick should have kept his mouth shut like he did for the NFL. I'm saying that to me again is like low hanging fruit, B. Maybe they should come out with a fucking real initiative out of Nike featuring Mr. Kaepernick.
Oh, first of all, and you're right, education. Nike is using the trolling things that Kerji has put forth and has educated us on so well. Nike is adapting at trolling, okay? Kaepernick is an employee, no doubt. And it proves to be a valuable employee. There's twofold at that. You got the groups on the redneck, red state type cats who themselves are using that to pump up their people. You right. know what I'm saying? There's that nigger again.
Yeah.
There he goes. And, yep. and are highly upset that Nike is cashing in. Okay. So... I mean, there's a lot of trolling going on both sides. I guess for me, if I see cats rocking that Betsy Ross joint like I see cats rocking Gucci or H&M shit, well, them niggas, I spot them niggas like Spud McKenzie, nigga. Y'all niggas foul. Y'all niggas whack. I right there, you know what I'm saying? Y'all niggas, what?
Let's take it a step further.
Okay, my man.
We want to talk about flags and all of that shit. I don't know what the fuck sporting event I was watching recently. No, I was at the fucking Dodgers game. And what did I see with my eyes? They had an African-American female out there singing the shit out of the United States...
the national anthem, okay. National anthem. Right, okay.
And that is about a fucking flag that Mr. Kaepernick knelt for. Right? So what I'm saying is, though education is amazing... It's what these people do with the education. And it doesn't matter for certain things in our community. Fashion, showboating or whatever, it don't matter.
Mm-hmm.
It don't matter. It, there are Negroes that push for Donald Trump, B.
No, I know. I get it. And
so we gonna talk about a fucking sneaker with a flag on it?
But the point is that you're saying, like I repeat, but you could spot them false niggas, though.
No doubt.
That's all I'm saying. You're right. The H&M wearing niggas. Them Gucci wearing niggas. You know what I mean? Yeah, the Betsy Ross type niggas. Yeah, you could spot them niggas. You know what I mean?
AT&T niggas.
Don't get me started with them.
Damn, Kerji took it all the way back to the garage. Gorilla jump off.
I'm still pissed off. And for those that don't know, a fucking globe of the world with all the countries with little Scottish motherfuckers in their little kilts, just shit from all over the countries.
And they chose a gorilla Africa, for Africa. They could have chosen a fucking giraffe. They chose a gorilla. A
fucking gorilla holding a phone, my nigga.
Hey, you lucky wasn't holding a goddamn banana.
She look, you have a gold like chain one. On.
So, yeah.
Rocking diamonds, blood diamonds, that is.
You know what I mean? So, yes, that's all I'm saying about Kaepernick, yo. It's twofold, and you're right. We should discuss both sides of the game because it is twofold. You know what I mean? So.
I'm going to need him to come with a bigger initiative, though.
Oh, show you're right. Yeah, show
on
you're
on
right.
This whole thing, since I didn't get in on it, on this whole thing, I'm going to keep it short. Nike gets no props.
Ooh.
Because Nike played both sides of the fucking game.
I like Nike, but wait a minute.
They played both sides of the game. They knew they was going to win either way.
The hood supports them, put some money in it.
They knew they was going to win either way. They was going to win. They couldn't lose. They could not lose.
Some mighty fine people on both sides would have bought those shoes.
You damn right. They could not lose. They was going to win either way. They was going to win.
Here we go again. After I win or lose.
Rest in peace to Prodigy.
Yeah, wow. Kurt G coming with the pain on niggas and saying Nike is a man behind the curtain.
Hoodwinking niggas.
Bamboozling niggas.
Yeah.
That's what's good. For the record, I'm a T-Mobile customer.
And so am I, but I'm sure they got
some fucking some skeletons in the closet too.
Yeah, no doubt.
None of these niggas clean.
No doubt. Just a necessary evil, unfortunately. No doubt. All right, let's keep it rocking. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is our poor girl, Nicki Minaj. She's barely afloat. Nicki Minaj, does she have a point railing against Billboard? Nicki Minaj goes on social media heavy. And in a Billboard story that basically says that it was Lady Gaga who influences everyone. Lady Gaga influences Rihanna, Beyonce, Nicki Minaj, anybody you can think of is all being influenced by Lady Gaga. Now, of course, Nicki Minaj also went into her personal bag. Talk about on the first mixtape, and she wrote all her own rhymes, and she don't have a team of niggas in there writing rhymes, and she never got pushed from social media and radio, and I'm just like, you're wilding with that, but, you know, when the fix was in, the fix was in. But does she have a point? Basically, her whole point was Billboard magazine does not respect black artistry and not giving the sisters due process.
So before we go any deeper,
my man,
who said Lady Gaga influences everything? The magazine or her?
Billboard. Apparently, this was printed in Billboard. Now,
oh yeah, they wilding.
Yeah. So the point, I tried to find the original article to do my due diligence from All Hip Hop. Somehow that article has been pulled. Oh. Okay, that article has been pulled.
So you saying that they got some stock in All Hip Hop?
I'm Whoever saying that, that there's
some niggas to pull that shit.
There's
huh?
some influence peddling. I don't know, but I don't want to lose the original point that Billboard apparently has the article out saying that it's Gaga, and you see Gaga's influence everywhere, including Nicki Minaj herself. Nicki Minaj is saying, mm-mm. It's black folk and you're disrespecting us. That's the first part.
Now, see, I hate to do this again.
Oh, no.
This same old T-Pain argument I made about that nigga, where when he was shining and the lights was bright, and he was out here with Kanye and doing everything, he was all over the place. And he was loving life. He had no problems with nothing that was happening around him, no matter how many niggas was going under, and he was still on top.
Yeah.
Nicki.
What did you say earlier? In the hotel lobby. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Shout out to Rest in Peace to Prince.
Yeah, no doubt.
But Nicki, like you said, she's going under, and that water is only getting deeper.
It's got to be up to around her neck about now, but
yeah, she done took a couple gulps, and she does, and it's nasty.
I think I gotta be honest with you, B. I belay your point, but I think she might have a. I think she may have
I'm
a small.
I'm getting around to that. Oh, okay. I'm getting around to that. Okay. I was getting around to that. I was moving slow, but I'm getting around to that. Let me speed it up then. She was hot. She was running shit. Couldn't nobody fuck with her. She was on top of the game. And all the magazines, all the blogs, everybody, all these tastemakers thought Nicki was it.
Shout to Sim City.
She was everything. And she was hot shit for at least 10 years.
Or more.
Hot shit.
Very hot shit. So now that the decline is happening, she's on the other side of the mountain, and she's sliding down, and it's pretty quick now because there's a lot of females that's coming up as she's going down.
Right.
So, like you said, does she have a point? Yes, she has a major point. Yes, black music has been getting ripped off forever and a day. And it's going to continue to get ripped off, whether it's music, fashion, whatever it is. Yes, we know this. So she's really just making a duh point. Like, okay.
Lil Malcolm.
Duh.
Yes.
Lil Malcolm. But aren't we really giving it away, though?
Yes, on some levels, yes, we do.
Aren't we just giving it away anyway?
Yeah, we do.
What do you call that? Hand over fist or whatever you say that shit?
We do, because we run away from our legacy. We run away from our shit so quick for the next shit, because we don't give a fuck, because it's not new no more. We did that. We done that. And now let's move on to the next thing. But then as soon as somebody white takes it and makes it hot, We like, that was our shit. What are you talking about? That belonged to us. But nigga, you didn't want it no more. You threw it to the side.
Lord Jamal's a fucking player hating and all those niggas and brand Nubians and, you know.
Well, look at it this way, though. Also, this goes across the board, not just, and I'm talking about all of rap / hip hop, not no other genre. But when you are in the light and have that moment, you don't cultivate it. You're just busy doing cash grabs and thinking about self. You're not doing, and please forgive me for saying this, you're not doing the Sean Combs's or the Suge Knight's or the Master P's or the Irv Gotti's. They're not doing it. It's just me, this money, my shine, that's it. So if you cultivate the culture a little bit, maybe you will be seen as what you were wanted to be seen as.
Mm, indeed. Wow. Yo, son, you must be reading my mind as far as the next topic and shit.
Uh-oh.
Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is your man, Irv Gotti, said he spent $10 million on lawyer fees during his case against the federal, with the feds for charging him with RICO and other federal statutes. What I want to talk about, and help me remember, when Murder, Inc. was big, who else was big? Was Rock? It was like Murder, Inc. It was like Rockefeller. Obviously, Bad Boy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Bad Boy wasn't as hot.
Okay.
But they was still there.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just talking, was Death Row in the decline then?
Yeah. Yeah, they were in decline after Pac left.
Yeah, Murder, Inc. Murder, Inc. was hot. Yeah, Death Row wasn't that.
I guess for me, when I look at and I look at Irv Gotti talking about that type of shit, and I want to say, but it's your fault, though. Because, see, at that time, 50 and Ja Rule was real big and real heavy. And I'm, that's why I want to bring up the other labels. Because the other labels, for whatever they may have stood for, that's what they stood for. So Rockefeller always had respect in the boardroom, but in the street. And that was because of Jay and, again, Beans and all these. And then, you know, Dipset, a lot of street credibility, you know. That's why I'm just talking about the other labels. And that Bad Boy didn't really, but they had credibility because it was Biggie. And, he, you know what I'm saying, a lot of credibility. It was Biggie, you know.
And Puff was a celebrity, and niggas loved him.
Okay, right. And the point I'm saying is that when you look at Murder, Inc., Murder, Inc., I don't think had that type of respect because, you know, Ja Rule was getting hammered by 50. Now, don't get me wrong. Big records. Ja Rule and that Ashanti shit and Ja Rule by himself. Big records. Big records.
Crazy radio play.
Yeah, crazy radio play. They talk about Irv Gotti should have been the president of Def Jam over Jay and all kinds of crazy shit. So, but what they wanted more than anything else was that hard credibility. Enters Kenneth Supreme. Okay?
Griff.
Here, now he enters. Now he's being seen in pictures beside Irv Gotti up at the Murder, Inc. offices. You know what I mean? While he's down being more whacking niggas, but he's hanging with Ja Rule. I mean, Supreme does what Supreme always do anyway. So, isn't it their fault for wanting that harder edge credibility? And think about it like this. And Death Row probably was already on the way down, but look, Death Row. I mean, Suge Knight. I mean, that whole blood shit. That whole gang shit. You know what I mean? Look at who was always in the game, sometimes bigger, sometimes smaller, but it was in the game. You know what I mean? Rap-A-Lot, Jay Prince. I mean, that's already solidified. Certain labels had this certain credibility.
Master P, even.
Even Master P, you think?
Yeah, Master P.
Yeah, okay. What was the snow cone ice cream?
Ice cream man.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
my man. Yes.
Yes. He was built up in
Murder,
the game.
Murder, Inc. wanted that division for their label. And that's how they end up, and that's how Irv Gotti ends up spending a lifetime of money defending himself against going a long time in jail, Ja Rule and all these other people who are involved in that. What do you think about that, G? Maybe I'm wrong on that. But when I think about this, I'm thinking, damn, only thing Murder, Inc. had, they had the name Murder, Inc., but them motherfuckers was a hit-making machine. Okay? And that wasn't enough. Yeah.
and sadly, that wasn't enough. You're right. But I think there should have been a name change if that's the case, because the money was coming in. And in there, isn't that what it's all about as a label? Don't you think ain't that what it's supposed to be about? You own a label. You're trying to make money out here. And if you're making money, who gives a damn what the image of your label is? You think people gave a fuck what the image of Atlantic Records was? All it was about what the artists on that label made money for them.
Irv
that was
Gotti,
what it was about.
The principal got principally Irv Gotti, probably to a lesser extent Ja Rule, but they wanted the battle 50 Cent. Oh no, we from Queens, we out here, you know. Oh, there's my man, McGriff. You see him?
But see, there, like you said, there's where it was their problem
now,
and their fault.
Now, unless. Maybe I'm wrong. Unless they're bringing Supreme out from the back. Did Supreme allegedly give the initial seed money to get that whole shit started?
Maybe.
I wasn't there,
and I'm not talking. But I'm just saying that even if that's the case, get a nigga back his money, and you stay in the background, son, because we can't have you up front because that's going to bring the feds.
And there they went, just flying by. But you know what's also crazy, though, is the fact that he had 10 milli to spend on legal problems and still living good.
No, I'm sure Irv Gotti's not broke, and I'm sure he's a very smart businessman, and he probably does very well off the publishing and royalties of said records that were hits, no doubt. But I don't know, when I think about these labels, and I think about some of the reputation that came along with the labels.
They, like you said, that 50 Cent shit really shook them to the core, because what it did, it got personal. And as a label owner, you can't let the shit get personal. It got personal for them niggas. I could see Ja taking it real personal because it was them two going at each other. And yes, he did mention Gotti and some songs and all that shit. But if you're the label owner, you can't take that shit personal. Matter of fact, you got to go ahead and make money and say, fuck it. I don't give a fuck how much money, how much you talk about us, 50. You out here want to be us. We out here making money. You want to do Ja's style so bad, you went ahead, stole his style,
mm-hmm.
went ahead, became a superstar off mm-hmm. of his style, put this nigga under the dirt. So now nobody even wants to be a part of this nigga's life, and now you just then went ahead and sailed off to be 50 Cent. But as Gotti, nigga, you should have been like, fuck that nigga. Don't even talk about that nigga. Don't even mention him. Let's just continue to make hits. Let's continue to make money and make this nigga piss him off by making money.
Yo, Kurt. That's special DNA right there, though. And
it ain't nothing like pissing a nigga off without saying a word to him.
Yeah,
just being in the room, being in the room, and just makes them mad. Just being around them pisses them off. Now that is a piss off.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and so, like I said, I thought it was very interesting. It would be an interesting topic for us to talk about again. The different label reputations, falser or otherwise. You know what I mean? And how, when I really look back on that, how those guys really wanted that and really accentuated that, you know? I mean, you heard about Jay drug dealing, but Jay didn't have any of his drug dealing partners, up at the label, and unless you want to count Kareem Biggs, but he was doing his own thing. But
Another thing about that stuff too. Some of the lower level executives in those groups did portray that street shit, but most of the people you're talking about, after a while, I mean, we heard some shit that Master P did. It was like super gangster, right? We know Jay did some shit that's super gangster, but when you pretty much, and I know Master P has a quite a history there, but even Suge Knight, we would hear these things, but you would never see them niggas doing none of that shit.
Yeah.
And it seemed like, and like you said, it's like Gotti and them was like, yo, we gotta do this shit so we could be seen at this shit. You know, and I think that's fucked up.
Yeah.
And once you put yourself out there and you're that big, and you're on the radio, nigga, that many spins. You don't think that many eyes are on you, son?
I'm like Kurt G with that, though. I think the biggest thing, there's no way, even if Griff did put up the money, I'm like, yo, I'm going to tell you what, I'm going to pay back the loan at whatever gangster percentage you say I owe you, but I can't have you up at the office, nigga. I don't even want to see you, nigga. You know what I mean? You're my man. 50 grand, right? It's just
strict, no love lost, brother.
It's strictly business, and you're going to get all your money. You know what I mean? So, wow. That's what's
but
up.
That, even that set yourself up, though, because you know the feds, yo.
Yeah, no doubt.
They're digging deep. If there's any connection.
That's what it's all about. But the thing is, you put the connection in their face. They didn't even have to guess.
Right.
There was no guesswork in here. Right. They didn't have to put nobody under questioning to try to say, oh, do you know this person? Oh, damn, look at these niggas and all these pictures and shit. This nigga hanging out.
Right.
Yep.
So, that's what's up. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is hip hop's bootleg vinyl problem. There's a quick story I want to tell you about visiting a local mom and pop record store and stumbling across a Tyler, the Creator's third album, Cherry Bomb. Can also be found upwards on collectible sites, eBay and the like, upwards of about $100. Out in limited edition, okay? But Tyler, Creator in 2016 said he was going to put the vinyl out, but he never put it out. Cherry Bomb is out bootlegged, selling at exuberant prices.
So now I say, why, pray tell, isn't Tyler the Creator making money off of this vinyl then? If there's money in them their heels, why is he not making money?
Well, let's talk about hip-hop and hip-hop's vinyl bootleg problem. It is new. It's getting reported now because you got these motherfucking hipsters out buying vinyl and shit.
You and them hipsters.
Yeah, you got these millennial hipsters out buying vinyl.
I just picture a nigga in some super skinny ass shit wearing a MAGA hat.
That nigga may get turned over at the counter. But any case, that being said, this isn't the first time. It's not the first time. In hip hop, those of you who are old us, like dinosaurs like us, remember the old, and even with tapes, the old flipping the tape stands over and shit. The cats with the bootleg tapes and rappers coming by and flipping the whole table over.
If you bootleg, you get your leg broke.
That type of shit. There's been a couple of recordings that I specifically remember, and I'm going to tell a story about going to New York and trying to get that Jazzy Jeff EP. Okay? They didn't have it. Fat Beats ain't have it. I'm at Fat Beats in New York. I'm like, yo, you got that Jazzy Jeff EP? No, we ain't got it.
Oh, that was on that Barely Breaking Even.
Yeah, that Barely Breaking Even label. Yes. I would reach back here and pull it out, but you know I got it.
You know
mess
I
with
got
me.
It.
You know I got it.
Right. But the point is, that record was rife for bootlegging. Because Jazzy, I don't know if he did it out of his pocket or barely, or the niggas over at BBE was frogging, didn't think it was going to sell. It's the hottest record out that year, or at least at that time. Can't find it. You know, Pete Rock and CL Smooth. Remember, you know, they dropped Mecca and the Soul Brother. So I'm thinking, damn, you know, the first single come out and I'm like, that's the wrong single. That's the wrong single.
Oh, damn, A&R back here.
Yeah, that's the wrong single. So, you know, I go in, I see the old, I got a whole fucking section full of bootlegs and, you know, I think the Pete Rock and CL Smooth Searching was on one side and on the flip side was Ice Cube Check Yourself and had Searching Instrumental and Check Yourself Instrumental. These records aren't out. Priority slipping, Electra slipping. But bootleggers are like, fuck that. Fuck that. The same way with this Cherry Bomb shit. And he's not the only one, okay? But they're blaming it on unscrupulous actors. You know, people who went and bought the CD and then you know, sent the CD and it's not mastered right and it don't look right. But cats are scrambling out there because obviously the resurgence in vinyl and a lot of these hipsters who are paying exuberant prices for vinyl and making the whole market go up. But, you know, it's just ridiculous. But it's not new. This is not new. I think it happened to hip hop due to the fact that people in the early days were still trying to get a hold of what do you do with this shit. Okay? Plenty of records was coming out. Records that didn't even get to get put out or on bootleg vinyl. And I got plenty of them. Shout to DJ Q. I know he's got plenty of bootleg joints out there.
Damn, son. Why you gotta be snitching on DJ Q?
I'm not snitching B. As a DJ and you needed the joint, you know, it was out on bootleg. You had what are you gonna do?
You gonna get it.
What are you gonna do? I mean, today's a different situation. Of course, now the millennials are a little bit more sensitive than we are. You know, make sure that the vinyl is authentic. Make sure. Now, look, I don't know why guys is fronting. I'm gonna tell you who ain't fronting is the boys over in Buffalo.
Ooh. They're putting exorbitant prices on their own shit.
Well, not only are they putting exuberant prices on their own shit, limited pressing, 500 run, a run of 500, maybe a thou at exuberant prices, being bought at exuberant prices, which is straight money in their pocket directly. You go to motherfucking Discogs and bring up some Griselda joints. Okay. My nigga, you can't afford it.
Your nose is going to start bleeding.
Yeah, you can't afford it. So, I mean, you could be a smart businessman. I put this directly on the artist. You know what I mean? Fuck a label. This is directly on the artist. Anybody else, Tyler the Creator, he should have been had that shit out.
He ain't need that money.
Yeah, but people didn't see this niche group that you so kindly speak of. They didn't see it. It's like a landslide. All of a sudden, now people are seeing. Now everybody's studio or room is like what I'm seeing right here. You know what I'm saying? People have, like, even me, I'm reestablishing my collection, but I'm not paying exorbitant prices.
No.
But anyway.
But the point is you have a collection anyway. But whether it's exuberant prices or not, you know, people are complaining and complaining to millennials who are going to buy it. You got a customer base who is out there ready to buy.
Do they know what to buy, really? Or do you think they're just doing research? I mean, are they buying, like for us, when we go on Discogs, we are going on there for a specific reason, to find a record that made us feel a certain way that we need for our collection that we either had or don't have or whatever. We need it. When I'm not necessarily going on Discogs saying, oh, there's that record by Prince from 19... No, not Prince. Somebody new. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going on there looking for that Lil Nas X. And trying to get it on wax or 45. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? But there are these millennials who are running to get that record because it's hot now. Do you think that is why the prices are high?
I don't know. The guy who wrote the article made an interesting point. He said rap is one of the few genres of music that doesn't have a long shelf life, as fans are always looking for the new music. And I thought that was pretty interesting, given the fact that those of us who buy records, the most valuable records, other than like Griselda and them niggas who only press up a limited amount, but the most valuable records are the classics.
Yeah.
I got a record store right up the street, my nigga, that got a whole fucking bin full of Cash Money shit. They can't give it away. A whole fucking bin of just that Universal, when them niggas was putting everybody out, they can't give it away. I mean, I could just run through the litany of labels and artists that, you know, they just get a lot of Bad Boy vinyl in that bitch. They can't give that shit away.
112.
Oh, man, nigga, what? What?
It doesn't really mean anything.
So that being said, millennials, I think they are doing research. I think that they are driving up the price of any fucking Wu-Tang joint off the first album was worth an awful lot of money. I mean,
ooh, that goes, I mean, that's without saying, though.
Right, and that goes along with the whole, you know, documentary and TV series, and that obviously helped boost up the price. But people who don't have that, any fucking classics from the 90s, Black Moon or Pete Rocket CL or, you know, Boogie Down Productions, any of that shit is generally going to cost you a little bit of money. You know what I'm saying? It's not just stuck in the dollar bin with a lot of shit.
I'll buy that for a dollar.
RoboCop last year was a flop.
So, all that being said, I don't know if hip-hop has a vinyl problem. I don't know if I would characterize, not a vinyl problem, a bootleg problem. I don't know if I'd characterize as lazy executives all the way down to the artist. Damn. Some people are just not hustling out there. Or it doesn't want to get their hustle up like that.
They don't want to get their hustle up like they did in What's Happening. Yeah. The dude was sitting in a wheelchair. Getting the Doobie Brothers.
Getting that Doobie, yeah, no doubt, right? So, one more record I would like to speak of. There is a record out. It's funny, because you're speaking of phony records. You'll notice if you go to Discogs and you put in a bootleg record that has been discovered, it will say this record is not allowed to be sold on the Discogs forum.
Wow. Oh, Discogs has got some scruples.
I don't know if it was them or the record labels just sending a legal notice, but
how did you find that out, sir?
Because I was looking for a bootleg, the best of Beatnuts samples. It was a two LP joint, right?
Why, look at you, Mr. Lawyer. You pointed that nigga out.
So I'm up there. I'm looking for this 2LP set, right? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, paralegal ass nigga.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Junior lawyer ass nigga. I'm looking for the Beatnuts, best of Beatnuts. That wasn't even the best of Beatnuts. It's like a Beatnuts 2LP full of the sample records that they sampled. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm just like, I'm a Beatnuts guy. You know, sure. Kurt G will tell you. So I'm like, yeah, that would be a wonderful thing in my collection. I'm on Discogs. Oh, here it is. Click, bang. The notice right there is not allowed to be sold on this forum. And I'm like, ain't that a
mother? But I bet you if you had one of them niggas' email or phone numbers, you could be like, yo, what's goody?
Right.
Oh, contact seller.
So, shit. So anyway, yes, that was good, yo, as far as the bootleg problem in today's vinyl world or whatever. I still say, you know, if you're a millennial and you're just getting your first turntable, there's no reason. Except, you know, I get the classic joints from the 90s, I get it, but there's enough Smokey Robinson records out there that you don't have to pay a lot of money for, B. You can find Smokey Robinson and the Carpenters and ABBA all for less than a dollar. There's
you're paying a bunch of money for ABBA, then you're a fool. ABBA, you can bump your head on an ABBA record.
I'm just saying, you know.
It might have some special meaning, Pete.
I mean.
To that person.
You know, I real talk, I'd actually be honest with you, I've been getting my Chicago up and shit, you know. Over at one of my spots or whatever. I mean, all the Chicago joints is in there for a dollar, yo. You know, I mean, get my Chicago up, yo.
I know.
Yeah. I'll buy that for a dollar.
Exactly. I mean, that's just I'm imploring the young guys, whether you listen to the show or on the text chain, let's stop overpaying for records. Let's bring the hobby back to, you know, in the heyday. You remember Egri?
Yes,
just go into the spots and just for $1 bring home the classics.
Buying records for a quarter.
These niggas out here say we gotta eat though, B.
You can eat. You can still eat.
Not for no dollar, nigga.
Nigga, you can eat.
Fuck that dollar menu.
Nigga, you can eat cause these thrift stores and all these niggas is getting a drop off. They ain't paying for that shit. So
I can't go to Ruth Chris.
So
These niggas call me a junior lawyer out here.
So, anyway, but that's what's good, yo. Let's get ready and do the world famous, Kirk G's world famous albums of the week.
All right. This week, we got Vic Monroe, Soul of Kaiju. That's Vic Monroe, Soul of Kaiju. And we got The Good People, the summer EP. That's The Good People, the summer EP. An instrumental joint is Melody Symphony, A Journey to You. That's Melody Symphony, A Journey to You.
All right. That's what's good. Yo, anyway, if you want the inside baseball and you want to continue what you're hearing on the Hip Hop Digest and you want more of that, you got to get the text chain. You got to get in the Hip Hop Digest text chain. There's several events going on, okay? You got 12-inch Wednesday, okay? You got 45...
Explain what it is.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, okay. So several events going on.
12-inch, right. Is that a cinch?
So yeah, right, yeah, pause.
not you, my nigga.
Damn.
That's a shout to Diff.
Diff yeah. Then brought you over to the dark side.
Yeah, that's a shout to Diff. Anyway, so several events going on in the text chain. Wednesdays is when all the DJs who have vinyl records post.
Oh, you don't have to be a DJ.
Yeah, no, you don't. You don't.
You got records.
You got records post. You know what I mean? But albums, singles of the 12-inch variety. That means whole LP. Okay, Friday, the big event is the 45 Friday event.
Break out your spindles.
You break out your spindles and get it together. That is the 7-inch version of the record, for those of you who don't know. Do I really got to explain that shit?
Why not?
You have to be.
Why not?
So, shout out to One to Dial. Was it One to Dial? I want to give the proper...
Serato Sunday.
Yeah. Right, who now came up with the Serato Sunday. Now, what Serato Sunday is a acapella and a instrumental blended together, mixing them together. Now, for those of you technology guys out there, a lot of MIDI controllers, a lot of MacBooks, a lot of... I'm thinking... And this will be heard, but I'm thinking you gotta tape the actual screen to make sure you ain't got that button pushed. See?
Yeah, no syncing.
Yeah, no syncing.
Yeah, no syncing. We gotta be able to verify that it's an actual blend here somehow. But in any case, but Serato Sundays, I'm thinking about getting that together. But that's presented to you by one to Dial. Shout to you. Now you got all kinds of shit. People, who's doing the beat shit?
UConn?
Was that UConn Black who started?
I believe that was UConn.
Okay.
No, that was
Who was that? Kirchie's checking the chain right now.
Big Rush.
That was Big Rush.
Big Rush came up with this what is it called? Snare Slap Saturdays.
Right. Now,
which is for the producers.
Let's say, yeah, if you're not a DJ and you ain't got records like that, but you do, you know, don't matter. If you're making beats on your phone, your pad, whatever, post. You know what I mean? You got a Saturday
saw
day.
Some good ones today already.
Yes, sir.
Snare Slap Saturday.
Yes, sir. The producers. So, again, let me repeat. If you want more what's going on in this show, bonus everything inside baseball, you gotta be on the Hip Hop Digest text chain. We're growing.
That's what makes us a little bit different, I think, is that it's not about us. It's about hip hop. And if you are hip hop, you can participate in this shit.
Yeah, because there's a lot of events going on in the text chain that you could participate in, like swerving.
And we making connections here.
Right, no doubt.
We got projects popping off.
No doubt.
We got One to Dial out here with projects.
Mm-hmm, yes. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Creative, my man.
And Creative, yeah, they're coming together.
Of course. No doubt.
Cookbook, his
cookbook
shit.
Cookbook always doing shit.
Big Rush always sliding shit in. So it's a lot of stuff on there, yo.
Yeah, no doubt. So anyway, but that's enough of promoting our channel. We'll do it again next week, right?
We sure will. Promote every week.
You're talking to the promotion man over there.
Exactly. Hell yeah.
Nigga like, fuck that shit.
Don King it over this motherfucker.
He's like, y'all two niggas the one that say don't bring the cameras to the set. You're like, fuck exactly. That shit. Bring them cameras in here and let's talk about this shit.
Yeah.
That's what's good.
Look, follow Russell's footsteps in a different way, though. Got to be seen. Green, my nigga.
All right. God bless and good night.
Peace.
One.
Feel like I got infinite time right now. Been in the studio just chasing that divine type sound. And she that middle of July type brown. You always think that I lie, I'm chasing the limelight now. I'm out of my mind right now. You hitting notes, I swear the pitch is bending. Take a pulling and we switch dimensions. Lately you've been struggling with innocence. Telling me that loving you's a privilege. I'm numb cause I've been studying my penmanship. You numb to you, the one that I am sinning with. Apologize for the change of paces. Ride bumping my shit, I pray she don't change the station. Dying from that 9 to 5, making them basic wages. You just killing your energy and I'm spilling my memory. Can't remain complacent, but fuck all of the blanket statements. I can't commend you for your patient waiting. Everything is funny now. Since you got your wings, you only hit me as you coming down.
I know what you wanna do. Why I get involved? Now I think I'm done with you. Thought this would be fun for you. Thought this would be all. I know why you call. I know why you call.
Look, I think I lost my mind, forgive me on that night that you called. You said I love you, I said I love you, I'm thinking it's wrong. You take your necklace, they off, I think you x-ray my thoughts. I knew you knew you wasn't ready, still you gave me your all. Then we fought, and you said that I ain't respect you at all. You wrong, cause every time we sex, my phone will go off. The smell of you and candles fill a room up. You fix my breakfast, roll up, and you kept an extra toothbrush. Feel like King of Zamunda, relay your naked thoughts while I lay out my future. All on your covers, and we even flip the futon. I take you back to summer nights when I tap in. You went back, see interviews, told you what you never knew. Don't be surprised, look my line, shit, and get to you. The lace, I'ma slide, you can ride if it's fit for you. Damn, street light lullabies, we dipping through my line, open just for you.
You should save your contacts on my cellular phone. Call me when you're all alone. Whenever you're in the zone, 7 digits followed by an area code.
Shout out Saturn for this one. Yep. Check, check, yeah. We got them streaming like. Yeah, yeah, we got them streaming like. My name is Dizzy and I'm from the Heights side out of Chicago. We losing father figures and bigger brothers to follow. I'm spitting venom in all directions. I'm manifesting, correcting what this generation missing. Feel like I'm destined to be the only one to resurrect the lyricism. The new age making rap seem like a simple algorithm. Abandoned, abused, and accurate is my ability. Extorting, exterminating idiots like my enemies. Yeah, yeah, we got them screaming like. Yeah, yeah. You know they love this, they screaming like, yeah. Look in the crowd, and you see we got them screaming like. Shout out Saturn, when I seen this I was like.
Tracking all my tallies till I'm tied up on a tree. Or I'm picking back, buzzing these crowds, ain't talking beats. Reached out to plenty of you rappers just for a feat. After 14 days, realized you dudes is too weak. Shot town made and I'm Milltown raised. I spit verses on these tracks like I'm waiting on trains. Ain't nobody better, Lord, can you not tell? Dropped album of the year and I started div sell. Numbers higher than my peers, rarely making bangers. Your lyrics lack lyrics, step to me to meet your maker. I slip not, Lord, I promise I will never fail. Going up, avoiding the bottom, nigga, I seen hell. Asking for more, I ain't talking bomb about them commas. Do this strictly for my mama, you niggas don't want no drama. But I will serve it up in a major way. Dizzy from Div Cell, long living until Judgment Day.
We got them screaming like. We looking into the crowd, they like. Yep. We from this one, they like. Yep. Shout out Saturn, man. Yep.
who live in check to check or fighting off debt. Let me pay my respects. I know how hard it get. I know you heard it before. We want the finer things. Hope someone open the door. Let the recliner lean down and mean cookers in the kitchen. And no, no, there's no drugs, just nutrients for the system. I'm praying got the love, ain't talking about religion. Just trusting how you're being. Good karma is worth attention, not to mention good and proper living. Negativity behind me, people bound to play the victim. Make you feel you did them wrong. Know the passage, you forgiven. The history tell the story. In the book, it was written with from books, with the written to notes. iPhone tripping from note. Recognition the GOAT. Now I'm tripping. I hope you can listen and hear testimony. I only keep it a buck. I'm like Giannis to all the homies. Hold up.
Let's get down to the business. Let's hope life shows forgiveness. Let's hope y'all can be a witness. Tell me the difference. Find the thing. Let's get down to the business. Let's hope life shows forgiveness. Let's hope y'all can be a witness.
Niggas try to put me in the dry spot. Put the haters in the prime box. Watch wherever I go. Cyclops, my stock. Elevated like high tops. Dope gear, forcing the tears like an eye drop. All shock. Had me pulling out all stops. Shoddy bringing stacks to the table. I hop, I'm not apologizing for nothing. I've been put on back burners, man, that shit had me bugging. I've been left with no answers, niggas thought I was fronting. I was really losing sleep, yo, that shit was disgusting. Turn the negative to positive, I had to do something. Either that or succumb to a feeling that wasn't budging. Yo, the time coming, we moment to moment. Niggas love you, then they hate you, I just couldn't condone it. Meticulous with the features, had the steady components. We match them up together like a rival opponent. Hey, let's work.
Let's get down to the business. Let's hope life shows forgiveness. Let's hope y'all can be a witness. Tell me the difference.
Find the thing.
Let's get down to the business. Let's hope life shows forgiveness. Let's hope y'all can be a witness. Tell me the difference.
Now we break it to them live. If
you
fall. Get up. Don't stop moving. No. Slip. Don't do the losing. Say if
you
fall. Get up. Get up. Keep on climbing. Yeah. Slip. Don't do the done.
On,
down.
Got that clean on face. Got bars to fling on breaks. Get hard, bro, we don't play. This shit we spit is beyond great. This beat is us all day. Get slapped, get banged by our DJ. Y'all dicks can't pee on this. On wax CD or the
remix. This is Klingon bass, it's over with. But these MCs tight, there's a vocal grip. Jokes pit, parking on a holy spit.
Roll the lip, spark it, it's over with. We're all for sick, known for the flow to switch. Pros are it, know who you fucking with. The god and be the dude, no sucker shit.
I'm the god, that's what's wrong with this. You can't fuck with this. The man, the myth, the god, the P and the DJ, Mr. Bing, it's on the beat.
Plus Jess and S support the pepper. This shit ain't a joke like old selector. The flow professor, hold the sector. Just me and the god will hold the sector.
Feel it in your chest, bro, keeping it fresher. I'm better than the rest, I'll be feeling the pressure.
I'm a monster, what I do, you can never do it. Playing Russian roulette with a silver bullet. Tell Gang to bring forth the guillotine on the killing spree. The Klingon face conspiracy. Consider me the elephant in the room. They all wanna forget it, but I tell them the truth. Prince Akeem coming to America too. Get your flight hijacked by the terrorist crew. Crown thing, the king, white child on the chop when the gunshot ring. Take it back to the Bow Creek rule. I stand tall while the casualties fall. Killing season, no rhyme or reason. These boys here gotta exercise the demons. Real, recognize real, with your family want the glimmity of a record deal. Still praying for deliverance. The city we live in is money mad for the dividends. Surviving on the mind of an ordinary citizen. I'm taking it back to that kung fu kid again. But who you trying to be? Children of a dying breed. When you're the antidote to the illness of society, stay in your lane where you remain. I bring the hard noise to soft toys. My song will do the same.
And I'm in like that, cause I don't need an intro to begin like that. But if you feel it sick though, let my DJ thing know. Tell him we let quick bro and it'll spin right back. Yes, party, gotta tip my hat. Wanna spit my raps cause of this tight track. The name's Essa, but I had
to bring wives back. And I'm a baller, but now I gotta swing my back. I'm a talker, I don't like big high chat, but I'ma say my piece, and it is quite crass. But the skill I have can make a good girl drop to her knees late night like midnight mass. She's big on tits, she's slim on waist, she's thick on hips, bruv, this one's great. She about to get crushed like skin on grapes. So when we are straight, bring on face. You know the ones, yeah, see them ones there. Something like a phenom, I know, beyond compare. Wonder if I kill on the song when I'm on there. Bruv, it's like a million and one to one odds, they're not fair. I make my bars, steak knife sharp like a tooth on a great white shark. So every time I go in, I make my mark, and the lines that I leave you with will stay like scars. Harsh, ask if you never know me, I'm a master of ceremony. From the last of my era, OG, wanna spar with me, brother? Oh please, not a chance when I let the flow free. Watch the master again and don't speak. What, you start to develop cold feet like when the snow's deep? Or let them go freeze, half step and don't reach to my level, bro, leave.
Well, the first time you heard my voice, you were rocking to the rhythm. Your hands couldn't stop finger popping to the sound of the drum and bass, the kicks. When there are keys on the decks, other DJs get licks. You don't believe me? Well, it ain't no joke. With him behind me, I'll never go broke, because he makes those beats sweeter than honey. We record it, then rake in the money. I got thousands of rhymes inside my mind. I hit the button on recall, they're easy to find. At the show, my voice booms on a PA, rocking to the rhythm. Has come from nowhere. The crowd shouts out, we'll catch your attention like a news flash and spread out sound like an infectious rash. A death break beats each and every one. Now you're whopping and bopping to the tempo on the drum. I knew it'd be long before you got into it. Yo, D, show them how you do it.
Derek B is a bad young brother. Derek B is a bad young brother.
Don't beat to do no jokes, I'm on a natural high. My shepherd, that is why I'm odds on favorite to win this rap race. Put your money on me, boy, it's gonna be safe. An investment, a long-term security. This LP's like a painting by Da Vinci, a masterpiece in killer cuts and rhyme. My DJ Derek B is my partner in crime. Nobody can cut quite like this man. Tears the roof off of every single jam. Soccer DJs run, trying to escape, but the damage is done, it's just too late. All homeboys like their beats, heartbreaks and cuts that rumble like earthquakes. Fly girls scream, then they holler. We get paid in pounds, not in dollars. For our boss rhymes and no beats, you know we're London's finest kings of the street. Now that I know that you're all into it, yo D, show them how you do it. I'm the real McCoy, coming to you live and directly. I got honors, masters, PhD, and a Nobel Peace Prize for my rap. And Derek B's got a Grammy Award for his scratch. We dress all in black, never ever touch crap. We wear fresh fly Adidas, not nice, they're whack. Black 501s, Versace leather jacket. When we do any jams, we always pack it like royalty. We'll be around forever like Lennon and McCartney. We're perfect together like an 808 bass drum. We sound real good. The beat keeps dropping the way it should. The 1200s are spinning, my manager's grinning. My mom's so proud of me now that I am winning. And I know that you're all well into it. Yo, D, show them how you do it. Rock into the rhythm.